I'll spend all the time that I can with my family. But professionally, what do I want to accomplish in this year? And my immediate response was, I want to leave behind a coherent body of work, a coherent course introducing people to positive psychology. We arrive at the hospital. I have some more checks. It ends up being nothing too serious. They put me on antibiotics, and within a couple of days, I'm on the way to recovery. I want to share with you today, though, why. Why is it that the most important thing for me at that time, and still today, is to leave behind a coherent body of work about positive psychology, to introduce you to this wonderful field? Why positive psychology? Why is it its own field? Why is it not just, well, let's just study happiness, well-being as part of social psychology or clinical psychology? Why have so many scholars around the world united around this concept of a positive psychology? So this is what I want to do today. In the year 2000, research was done by David Myers. David Myers from Hope College. Some of you who have studied social psychology may have read his textbook. Did research looking at psychological abstracts. And what he looked at was the ratio between quote-unquote negative research and quote-unquote positive research. And here is what he found. From 1967 to the year 2000, this was around the time when positive psychology started,